The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you. WabashMedia.com.
And welcome to the HoosierTalk.com podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Meyer, and today we are talking small business with Jennifer Benton of Benton Family Healthcare in Terre Haute. Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Wayne. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I am doing great. It's a nice day out for February. Mm-hmm. Unusual weather. Beautiful, yes. So we're going to talk a little bit about chiropractic care, which is what you do, which is what you are licensed for, and what is the purpose of chiropractic care?
Chiropractic care, gosh, that's such a big question. But chiropractic care is all about, you know, if you have a skeletal condition, maybe that's low back pain, maybe that's knee pain, maybe that's shoulder pain, possibly neck pain. Chiropractic care is excellent for just caring for your spine and helping protect your nervous system. And for your health. Your spine protects your nervous system. Your nervous system controls every cell, every organ, every tissue, and every system in your body. So by caring for your spine, you're doing a lot to help protect that nervous system that is so important to our health.
And what kind of different chiropractic techniques do you use during the treatment to take care of that spine? It's like a preventive maintenance type of situation.
Mm-hmm. So in preventative maintenance or in active treatment for an active complaint, as in they're in pain or having some kind of a health problem now that we're trying to treat through chiropractic care, there's a lot of different techniques. I think my school taught me that there's 173, possibly 176, somewhere in there, different chiropractic techniques in existence. My school taught the top 14. I got certified in 7 of those, and I usually alternate between them based on what the patient needs. So if they are more fragile, I'm going to use a lower force technique that is not as intense or as firm in that approach. But if, say, they're, you know, a wrestler or a bodybuilder or somebody who needs a heavier hand in their treatment, then we can offer that too. We can do that pretty comfortably as well now, with just different techniques to utilize between.
So chiropractic care isn't just this is what's wrong, this is what we're going to do. This is individually suited to each individual, their situation, and how they need that care done.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yep. So how young and how old of a person can you work on in chiropractic care?
My youngest patient was 2 hours old.
2 hours?
Mom asked me.
Were you in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I came to the hospital and I checked baby right after birth because there's a lot of trauma that can be had through the birthing process. I have been trained in pediatric chiropractic. There is a whole specialty in and of itself in pediatric care when it comes to chiropractic. There's the International Pediatric Chiropractic Association that helps run a lot of those. That's the ICPA, and those people just do wonderful work that have that kind of certification for those littles that need that care too.
Wow, I didn't think that would have been chiropractic care for someone that young.
Usually the problems are if they can't eat, they're not sleeping well, or they're not having proper bowel movements. With the babies, if they're not eating, they're not latching maybe correctly, mm-hmm. We can work on their jaw. We can check their neck. We can make sure that they can turn their head fully, both sides, to allow them to feed, as well as even carefully taking care of the rest of their spine to make sure that they are able to relax fully. And when it comes to the other end of that problem, which is the bowel movements, it's usually a tailbone problem. That tailbone is stuck and that nerve can't function properly because of it.
Wow.
So as soon as you release it, usually by the time they hit the parking lot, they're doing a little better. And I warn them, I can't turn it off.
Wow.
It doesn't work that way.
All right. And
the oldest, you asked about the oldest as well. The oldest patient, I think I've adjusted, was 94, and she still drove herself to her appointments. I see plenty of Medicare-aged patients, and I think it's a wonderful way to help protect your independence, because arthritis is a very difficult thing to deal with, and it's usually progressive. So if we're not doing anything to stop the arthritis from locking up those joints further, then you know they lose more and more function of their mobility. So I think it's a wonderful protective mechanism for our elderly to make sure they can keep moving, because when we stop moving, that's when our health really takes a downward.
So if I am an elderly person and I do have arthritis or something like that, how do I know that I need to go or should go to a chiropractor?
It's a matter of getting an appointment and being checked out. In my office, when someone comes in, the first thing we do is we do a consultation and we talk about what their health issues are, whether that's pain or other health problems. Then we move into the exam room and we do a thorough exam, checking range of motion, checking orthopedic tests to make sure that there's no contraindications to care. We also look for alignment. So I'm literally checking their spine, how things are kind of balanced in that spine. Are the muscles even on both sides? Is there a curve there? You know, that's the kind of thing I'm looking for. And then lastly, and commonly in a chiropractic office, there's going to be an x-ray done. And the x-ray is really, that takes all the guesswork out of it. Now we can see the problem.
So do all chiropractors use x-ray?
Not all, no.
Yeah.
Some do not. And, you know, that's a little bit of controversy, truthfully, in my profession. There's more and more you can see chiropractors moving away from x-ray, that maybe we only take an x-ray in light of very recent trauma, or for example, in you know, if we're trying to rule something out, we want to make sure it's not this problem versus this problem, so we have a differential diagnosis that we're
gotcha
trying to choose between.
Yeah, great.
And so not all use x-ray, but certainly in my office we use x-ray.
Yeah, great. So what is text-neck?
Text-neck is this whole new problem.
Is that when I see people walking down and all they do is looking at their phone? And
your head is supposed to weigh between 8 to 12 pounds. And when you bring that forward and you are looking down, effectively you can make your head feel like it's weighing more like 60 to 80 pounds.
Wow.
To the muscles in your neck. It's going to be a more and more major problem the more we depend upon technology, and the younger and younger that we see kids being handed a screen, put that in front of them, they're all looking down at the screen because it's very captivating to their attention, and it's causing a lot of the, there's, in chiropractic we learn about the benefit of the curve of your spine. You're supposed to have certain curves, other curves you're not supposed to have. And in your neck, you're supposed to have what's called a lordosis, which just means that the inward part of your neck is supposed to kind of slope towards the front of your neck here. And in that text neck, where, and you're looking down, you're really forcing that curve to go the other way, which is the opposite of the way your mechanics are supposed to work. So it causes a lot of extra wear and tear and problems and headaches and all kinds of.
So if you did that long enough, you could eventually cause damage to your spine or your neck curvature.
Absolutely.
And everything.
Absolutely.
So I could see how that would, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely do that.
Mechanics. It's no different than, you know, if you are a car and your car hits enough potholes and it keeps wearing on that frame, the mechanics of that are going to take a toll on your vehicle. Your spine's not different. your head is in gravity and you're putting it in this poor position all the time and then still asking it to function and hold your head up. So as a result, we end up with more damage.
Wow. So are you seeing a lot more patients come in with that text neck locally?
Absolutely. I've never seen so much reverse curve. I've been
really
doing chiropractic now for, this will be my 12th year in chiropractic care. And I've never seen as much as I do these days of just x-ray after x-ray showing that reversed curve.
Wow.
It's not just a straight neck. It is bending the opposite direction of what it's supposed to do.
Wow. What are some of the common problems that chiropractic care can help with other than the ubiquitous text neck that everybody's getting?
And so neck and lower back pain is the thing we're most common for, even though, as I was telling you earlier about the first ever chiropractic adjustment, restored a man's hearing, and it had nothing to do with neck pain. So it does so much more than that, but things that I have seen headache regulation under better control. So just people who are chronic headache and migraine sufferers. A lot of people don't know that we help with headaches. TMJ problems. That's right up our alley. It has to do with the jaw and how it meets the, where it comes into the skull, basically.
On your face.
Breathing issues, heart problems. I personally can attest to acid reflux, that I've had an adjustment that took my acid reflux away quick, immediately. Bowel changes, just people who are struggling to function normally. I just had a patient yesterday tell me that she wasn't expecting this. She didn't tell me about this, but her incontinence has disappeared in 3 months of care.
Wow.
And it's suddenly gone. And she's had that condition for years. Better control of your muscles, better control of your, just your whole
health. Just an overall well-being feeling that you didn't realize was one little issue is causing all these other problems.
All that indirect effect to the nervous system.
Right.
We help the spine heal, that takes a ton of the pressure off of those nerves, which just allows that brain and body to connect better. That's really the beauty of it.
Wow.
It's so simple.
Fantastic. Right, right. Sometimes the simplest things are the best. So what kind of other services do you offer in your office?
So many chiropractors offer supportive therapies. This can look like electric stim, ultrasound, massage therapy, things of that nature. Something that is setting me apart from others in the area right now is my laser therapy. I love the laser. It is just amazing what that device can do. We have a class 4 laser. How that works is it affects down to what are known as your mitochondria in your cells. If you remember back to your middle school biology classes, I know that might be pulling way back in the files, but the mitochondria is known as the powerhouse of the cell. So laser affects the mitochondria, which helps produce a bunch of fuel for the cell, and in turn helps that cell speed up and just, you know, floods the whole cell with fuel. Everything then speeds up, including the healing process.
So you can take a laser, it goes through the dermis, hits that cell. Mm-hmm. There's no cuts, there's no heat to the body,
there's a little bit of heat.
Like
warm sunshine level of heat.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the same as like feeling the warmth on your skin on a nice sunny day.
All right.
It's very mild.
So it's not the scanner at the grocery store type laser.
No.
You don't want to scan nothing like that.
Lasers really coming along in healthcare. There are dental lasers now. There are lasers used in veterinary care. There are lasers used in surgeries. And there's therapeutic lasers. And there a lot of them are all class 4s, but they're using different diodes which control the wavelength and how that affects the tissue. And there are also different power levels that create that healing or, you know, depending on what you're there for. In my office, it's creating a healing effect to that tissue.
Right. So if I think that I want or need chiropractic care, how does one get a hold of you?
First step is you can either go to my website, bentonhealthcare.com. The other way is just to call my office and schedule an appointment. We are by appointment only. There are clinics in this town and in all over the country that do walk-ins. But if for my purposes, that would be calling and making an appointment. It is that easy.
Fantastic. BentonFamilyHealthcare.com. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Okay. All righty.
BentonHealthcare.com.
What's your number?
812-249-2244.
And where are you looking? You're looking in the Poplars?
I am on Poplar. I am close to the Meadows. I'm not in the Meadows shopping center that everybody knows of, but across their parking lot, there are three other buildings there. There's the bank. There is a blue building that I think at one point was a Blimpies, but that's Resource Manufacturing now. And I'm in the middle building there next to International Paper.
So right there at Poplar and 25th, right in that parking lot of the Meadows.
From the middle school there.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And all right, Jennifer, so we're going to keep it light. And what is your favorite movie soundtrack album?
I'm going to have to say The Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Very good album. Very good movie.
My dad was an oldies radio DJ for a long time and still works as a radio engineer today.
Wow.
And a lot of that music that's in that movie is all songs just that were the greats.
Right.
Time. And but if I had to choose a second, if I can choose a second.
You can always. There's always more than one. And for me, it changes all the time. You never know what it is from week to week.
I'd probably choose Top Gun, the original Top Gun soundtrack.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the soundtrack from the newest Top Gun, but the original was just another great one.
Yeah, that was an excellent soundtrack for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. Jennifer Benton, Benton Family Healthcare at the Meadows on 25th and Poplar in Terre Haute. And it's BentonFamilyHealthcare.com.
Yes.
Okay, you're live.
The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you. WabashMedia.com.
Thanks for listening. This has been the HoosierTalk.com Small Business Podcast. If you have a small business or are an entrepreneur in Indiana and want to be on the show, just send an email to Wayne@HoosierTalk.com, jump on our social pages, or go to HoosierTalk.com.